Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Sunday conference call. I want to welcome all of you back, and thank you again for joining. At the moment, I'm gonna hand the service over to Sister Lloydine for praise and worship.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you. We come before you with open hands and hearts, asking for more of you in our lives. We acknowledge that we are nothing without you and that we need you. So I ask that you be with us today during this service, and I pray, God, that not only will you be with us during this service, but that you will dwell in our hearts and in our homes, and that you go before us wherever we go and in whatever we do. I pray that you will move in such a way today that we will never be the same. We believe you for increase, and we trust you for tomorrow. So just have your way. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Unravel me with a melody, you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
We're going to put our hands together for Jesus this morning. We're going to give him some praise. Let's get up off your feet. Let's clap your hands, and let's sing for the glory of God this morning. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise this morning. Let's give him the praise, the glory, and the honor that he deserves. Hallelujah. My God is big, so strong, so mighty. My God plans for me, goes beyond my wildest dreams. My God is big, he's so strong, so mighty. My God plans for me, goes beyond my wildest dreams. My God is good, he's so good to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's nothing you cannot do, God. Nothing is impossible. And we're believing you for that this morning. And we give you praise and we give you glory. Amen. Amen. I now hand over the rest of the service to Sister Sidoni.
Thank you, Sister Lloydine. At this time, we're going to have our opening prayer by Sister Evangelist Newville.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you this morning. Glory to your name this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for you are God and God alone. Praise God, praise God. Let us bow our heads and hearts this morning before the supreme God who woke us up this morning. Let's give reverence to him. because he is holy. Our Father and our gracious God who art in heaven, we thank you this morning another time. We thank you because you are all the world to us. We thank you because you love us more than how we even love you. We thank you for the opportunity, dear Father, that we can come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, dear Father, because you are our Father. You are our God. You are our leader. And so because we are your children, here we are before you this morning. Oh, God, I'm so glad that you care for us. And as we come to you this morning, Lord, we ask for your direction. We ask, Lord, that you will counteract every powers of darkness this morning as we come together to worship you, as we come together to lift you up, because we cannot walk without you, Lord. And as we put this service in your hands and everyone who is online, oh, God, even our moderator this morning, we put every single one before you, God, and we ask that you speak from your throne. We ask that your anointing will be upon your people, whatever color or race is listening in this morning, great or small, whatever, Lord God, whoever, Lord, we ask this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God, that you will touch everyone's heart, that everyone's mind will be centered upon you this morning, that we will take time out, Lord, take time out to listen to you. Take time out to worship you. Take time out, Lord, to invite you in our hearts, in our home, so we can be strong. We pray for the sick this morning, oh God. The sick and the shuddy, and those who can't help themselves this morning. Oh God, we pray, Lord, that you will touch their body, touch their mind, touch their soul this morning. Oh God, for those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones, Lord God, we pray you will speak comfort words to them this morning. We pray, oh God, that as they look up to you from whence cometh their help, my God, they will remember that you are in charge. Oh, great God Almighty, you rule this world. You hold this world in your hands. You are God, and you are God alone. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you. From the beginning of time, it was you. And right now, it is you. And at the end of time, it will be you in charge. Because you said, oh God, in your words that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. And so this morning, oh God, we pray, Lord, for your people. We pray for our leaders, oh God Almighty. We pray this morning that a double portion of your blessing will fall upon them this morning. Oh, God, and as they lead your people, they will continue to lead in righteousness. We pray, Lord God, that even the speaker that is coming on this morning will be anointed by your Holy Spirit. Oh, God Almighty, that what is to be delivered will be delivered unto your people. Oh, great God, we know, Lord, that man is frail and weak, but God, you are mighty and strong. So you will put forth the word of comfort, the word of power, oh God, in the mouth of your servant this morning. Oh God, anoint your servant. The Lord, someone will get something from your word this morning. Oh God, everything that is going on around us, you know. But God Almighty, as I say, you hold this world in your hands. And we ask, oh God, that you will take care. We believe that you will take care. We believe, Lord God, that you will lift whatever is to be lifted. You will tear down whatever is to be torn down. Oh God, you will dump up every hole that the devil is digging, Lord. You will fly every trap of the adversary this morning. And that your church, oh God, we will just bind. You will just bind us together as link up chains that can't be broken. Surround us this morning. Let the enemy again be defeated. Oh God, for you are a shelter in the time of storm. Shelter us this morning. Provide for your people, because you are a God of great provision, spiritually, Lord, physically, financially. Oh, God, I pray you will restore your people this morning. Bless us as we listen unto you and as we worship you, Lord. You will get the glory out of us. Thank you, Lord, through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we said amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. And at this time, we will have a song selection by Sister Ladine.
Come down, fountain, every blessing, tune our heart to sing thy grace. Tears of mercy, never ceasing, call the song of loudest praise. Teach me to melodious song that song of praying above. Praise the mountain, lift up on it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to great how great a doctor daily unconstrained you be. Let thy goodness like a scepter by the wandering heart to grieve. Prone to wonder, let us feel it. Prone to leave without a love. Is my heart, oh, take and feel it. Feel it for thy heart above. Here's my heart, oh, take and feel it. Feel it for thy court above.
Good morning, everyone. This morning I'm coming with a scripture reading, which will be taken from Psalm 91, reading from verse 1 to 10. I'll begin. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. 10th and last, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you, Sister Nicola. At this time, I'm going to hand the service over to our Assistant Secretary, Sister Nadine Lindsay, to come with the welcome announcement.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday service. It is the Youth Sunday, and we invite the presence of the Lord in our midst today. Greetings to Pastor Alvin Newton, Reverend Bardwell, and all the leaders. Brother David and Sister Lloyd Dean, we thank you for providing the music and praise and worship. Greetings to everyone who came to worship today. This would not be possible without you, and we appreciate your presence. If there are any first-time visitors, special welcome to you all. Please continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in. Kindly continue to pray for the baptism candidates. A new date for this service will be made when it is safe to do so. Tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., the men have their special Bible knowledge session, which is led by Reverend Bardwell. Ladies are welcome as usual. Remember to click on the link for information regarding dates and times for prayer meetings and all upcoming activities. Please forward your announcements to 975announcements@gmail.com. A brief word from the wellness team. So I know that we have quarantine fatigue. I get it. We're over it. COVID does not have anything on us anymore, so we think. We are tired of being inside. We need people interaction. We need to march for justice. We need to enjoy summer. We are over it. We need, and then we really just need some more. We are over it. Well, this morning, as wise people of God, I'm encouraging you all to be over it with much caution, brethren. I'll tell you about three sets of people who are sometimes hard to treat in and out of the hospital. Number one, family members of a brain-dead patient. It is hard to tell someone's loved one that the person lying in the bed looking beautiful, no visible cuts, bruises, bleeding, is dead. No brain activity. The rise and fall of the chest is the ventilator. Many times families want you to keep trying. They can't be dead, they say, because there are no visible wounds. Number two, heartburn. How are we telling you that your belly pain or heartburn is caused by sores on your stomach wall or in your esophagus? And you need to take this or that medication to heal it. You can't see it. And number three, mental health. What do we mean this person's behavior is caused by a chemical imbalance in the brain? That their behaviors could be corrected by them taking medications. They look fine. They just need Jesus and a good whooping. Invisible wounds, my brethren. Well, I want to enforce this morning to tell you, and I hope you hear me, the coronavirus is deadly and invisible. Please don't stop protecting yourselves. Remember, while we are all over COVID, we're over it. COVID is not over with us. May God continue to protect us individually and all collectively. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Nadine. And this is the time where we could all participate. I know we're not at church at the moment, but let us just take a moment.
Good morning, everyone. We give you thanks for the opportunity to be online, Lord. Almighty God, as we present our tithe and offering to you this morning, oh Father God, we put it before you. We put it in your hands, Almighty God. We pray that you will bless it, Almighty God, and multiply it, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the hands that were able to give, Almighty God. The people that didn't have to give today, Almighty God, I pray that you will bless them with a job, Almighty God, and bless them abundantly that they're able to give back to you, Almighty God. Lord, once again, we're giving thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Toria, for that. At this moment, Sister Lodin will come again with another song selection.
In Matthew chapter 6, it says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'm a leader, all right here. Help me say it. Yeah. You did not create me to worry. Oh,
You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. My hands are raised because I surrender. Your will is what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings. No more crying, no more crying, no more complaining. I believe your word is Lord, you promised never to leave me lonely. So this is what I'm going to do. You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Come on and help me say, yeah, you did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. My hands are raised because I surrender. Your word was best for me. Lord, you promised never to leave me lonely. So this is what I'm going to do. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you. Yeah, I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
Thank you, Sister Lodine, for that beautiful song. And I want to say thank you for having me today. And at this moment, I'm going to hand the service over to our pastor, Alvin Ministries.
Thank you very much, Sister Sidoni. Thank you, everyone, for coming out this morning. And I really appreciate you tuning in to our service. Pray that your hearts have already been blessed. You have been encouraged to serve the Lord with gladness, to come before His presence with singing. It's a good day to be in the presence of the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. Thanks to everyone that has participated in the service so far. As you have heard, this is Youth Sunday, and we give God thanks for youth that have been leading, and may God continue to bless and to use them. Just want to remind us that at this moment, we have no definite answer as to when we return to our sanctuary. As soon as we get clear instructions, then we will be able to make decision as to how we will resume, how and when we will resume. But at the same time, we pray that we'll continue to trust in the Lord, to believe in Him, that all things are possible. We are grateful to God that this morning for our youth, we have someone especially if you have been in our church, who is not a stranger to us. You will see our ministering in dance more than in preaching or speaking. But I'm glad that God can use anybody anyhow he chooses. And so this morning I want us to all welcome and to pray for our sister Miller, Stacy Ann Miller, who is going to come now and to bring us the word from the Lord. Sister Stacy Ann, God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Newton. Just want to give God thanks for another time to be able to come before you. First time in this fashion. I'm just going to ask everyone to pray. Father, we just want to say thank you. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, as I present myself before you, pray that you will search me, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. Sorry for any sin, any wrong. Cleanse me deep within. Have my heart to be clean, pure and right before you. Consecrate me for your use. I pray, Lord, that you remove every fear, because fear is not of you. You did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I pray, Lord, that as I open my mouth, I pray that you will fill it with the right words. And I pray that whomever is listening on the other end will find some form of encouragement and that their hearts will be lifted as they can go through the rest of this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I want to thank Sister Lloydine for the song that she sang this morning for praise and worship. It confirmed the message, word of encouragement that I have for today. My God is so big, so strong, so mighty. There is nothing my God cannot do. A word of encouragement today is from a popular song, well-known song, You Made a Way by Travis Green. I'm going to repeat the words. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith, you know that nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out and watching us now. But when it looks as if we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need, you supply. You've got this in control. And now we know. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. With your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Let's take a minute to reflect on those words. Think back on a time in your life when God made a way for you. Roll back the curtains. Recall the mountain that he moved. Recall the wall that fell and crumbled. Recall the shut door that God burst wide open. He made a way. After we recall, then we can begin to give God thanks. God, we give you thanks for the many ways in which you have made for us. Father, we give you thanks for taking us through situation after situation after situation over the many years of our lives. Thank you for our past victories. And thank you in advance for the ways you are going to make for us. It's the same God. He's not dead. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God wants to continue making ways for us now in the present. What mountain is standing in front of you right now? Do you have any walls? Are you experiencing a desert or wilderness situation? What is it that looks as if you just can't win? What is a mountain? A natural elevation of Earth's surface rising more or less abruptly to a summit and attaining an altitude greater than that of a hill, usually greater than 2,000 feet. Mountains can be rocky, rugged, uneven, a steep slope, incredibly tall. What is your mountain today? Identify and then name your mountain. Be real. Be open, be honest before God. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Casting, throwing all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries on Him because He cares for you. Remember, God is not caught off guard by what you are facing today. Nothing catches Him by surprise. How do you view your mountain? Mountain of impossibilities. Do you see it as big, huge, gigantic, unmovable, as a giant, just impossible? Do you feel like a grasshopper when looking at your mountain? That's how we might view it from our lens. God views it from a different perspective. God sees your mountain as a grasshopper, tiny, and nothing that He can't handle. Remember, He specializes in things that look impossible. The Red Sea, Jordan River, the woman with the issue of blood. Do you remember the Wall of Jericho? In Joshua 6, the walls of Jericho were securely barred, shut up, that no one came in, no one went out. Looking at the wall, maybe the Israelites felt a sense of defeat and wondering, how in the world is this wall going to come down? This wall was hindering, blocking, standing in their way from reaching their destination. God gave instructions for the Israelites to march around the wall once every day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, march around the wall seven times and shout when instructed to. The Israelites followed the instructions, and guess what? The unmovable wall came crumbling down. God is drawn to your wall. God is drawn to your mountain. God is drawn to your wilderness place. And God is drawn to your sea of impossibilities. Remember, He specializes in the impossible. and he is drawn to things that men say is impossible. He has a track record of tearing down walls, moving mountains, and parting Red Sea in the Bible. And not only in the Bible, but he has a track record in our personal lives. Just remember, whatever you are facing today, God is bigger. Whatever you are going to face this week, God is bigger. Bigger than your problems, bigger than your fears, bigger than your mountain that you can and cannot see. While you are facing your mountain, it is very tempting to think thoughts such as, God has forgotten all about me. I will never overcome this. It will never change. This is just impossible. Our thoughts are extremely important. We have so many thoughts running in and out of our minds on a daily basis. It is our responsibility to check these thoughts as they enter the door of our mind. Does this thought line up with God's truth? Is this thought true? Is it right? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it admirable? Anything excellent and praiseworthy? Philippians 4, verse 8. If it is, then think on these things. The devil will make use of every opportunity to introduce and to plague your mind with lies, and not only lies, but half-truths about your situation. We have a responsibility to capture these thoughts as they enter into the mind and not to entertain them. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. This is a daily work in progress. Remember, we are the boss over our thoughts. What thoughts are you believing today about your situation? Choose to believe. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Let us continue daily to feed our mind with God's truth and what he says about your situation. Jesus sets the example for us. He not only read and meditate upon the scripture, but he spoke the scripture out loud. By doing this, he was able to combat the devil's arrow of negative thoughts that attacked the mind. When we open our mouth and speak in line with God's truth, it will silence the lies and the half-truths of the enemy. Remember, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Trust and believe that God will make a way for you. Let's continue to be patient and wait on his timing, God's timing. Isaiah 43, verse 19. I am about to do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God can break through and make a way through your wilderness and desert place. No matter the mountain or the wall, God can break through it. There is hope. No matter how you feel, there is hope. Don't go by how you feel. Your feelings, Your emotions will convince you that things will never work out for you. Don't be discouraged by the mountain. Don't be discouraged by the wall. Don't be discouraged by the desert situation. Might seem like all the odds are against you. You might have struggled in a particular area for a very, very long time and believing for your situation to change. You have been your best. You are trying to do what is right, trust in God, but no evidence of change in sight. Just here to remind you today that there is no obstacle that God cannot remove. He already has the solution. Isaiah 41, verse 10, don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up by my victorious right hand. Victory is en route to you today. Remember, as you go through this week, with God, all things are possible. In closing, I'm going to go back to Travis Green's song. I just made it, it's a little alteration. He will make a way for you. So we'll personalize it. God will make a way for you. When your back feels against the wall and it looks as if there is no hope, He will make a way for you. And we will stand in faith, knowing that He will make that way. Move my mountains, move our mountains, cause our walls to fall. By your power, perform miracles, not only in the Bible, but in our lives. There is nothing that's impossible, and we will stand in faith, knowing that you will make that way. God bless.
Thank you very much, Sister Stacy. I don't know if I need to say anything, because it is so well put. I think we should just pause and reflect on what we have heard today. I don't think we need anything clearer and plain that God will make a way. The song says, got any river that seems uncrossable? Do you have any mountain you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things that seems impossible, and He will do what no other power can do. I want everyone that listened to this word today to think on what we have heard and to align our lives, our thoughts, our action to the word. It is such a powerful word, such a penetrating word that hits at the heart of our problems. And we know that God make a way. As a matter of fact, He says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So my beloved brothers, my sisters, my friends, as we're listening today, may our hearts be challenged, knowing that we have one who cares for us, one who wants the best for us as His children. And if you are outside of the fold, you don't experience what it is for God to make a way for you because you have not trusted Him fully. today is a day when you can really surrender to Him after hearing such a powerful word today. And I pray and I trust that we will not let this word that we have heard today go in vain. Those of us who have been sitting on the fence, saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't have the ability, I don't have the wherewithal to do. You have been challenged today that God can make a way. All we have to do is to commit ourselves to Him, to trust in Him. I pray, as we have come to the end of this service today, it's not a matter about speaking 1 hour or half hour or 15 minutes or whatever. It's just to speak the words, speak truth to power. And this is a powerful word that we have heard today. Again, I want to thank you very much, Sister Stacy. I want to thank the youth ministry for conducting this service today. And I pray and I trust, that we will not let this word come back to haunt us on the final day when we shall stand before the throne of God. I want to pray for everyone today. Praying for myself, praying for the brethren, praying for those who are not saved, those who have been touched by the word today. If you have not been touched, I would dare say something is wrong and we need to get it right. So at this moment, I'm going to ask that you pause for a few seconds or a minute or so and reflect on the word that you have heard. Reflect on what it means to you as individual. Not looking at anybody else, but looking at self. What does this word say to me? What do I have to do? What mountains do I have? What rivers do I have? What walls? What hindrances? Whatever we are facing that the enemy is placing before us, and we think that we are not able. Yes, of ourselves we are not able, but God is able. God will make us cross our Red Sea. He will let us cross our Jordan. He will tear down our Jericho wall. He will do the impossible, the things that seem impossible. God delights in doing that. And so today, my prayer is that we would let Him have His way in us. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day, this Sunday, the 14th day of June 2020, when we have been able to hear such a word from your servant. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. There is no other word, no better word that we could hear on this day than that which we have heard. Lord, our eyes have been touched. Lord, we have come face to face with our problems, our difficulties, our mountains, our Red Sea, our Jordan, our Jericho wall. But we are glad that you are able to tear them down. We have been encouraged, Lord, to use your word. Your word, when you were tempted by the enemy, you use the word. And so, Lord, I pray that you will continue to speak to us today. Those of us who have been neglecting your words, who fail to find time to read your words, those of us who fail to find time to meditate on your words, I pray that this day will bring a change in our lives. And Lord, that we will order, ask that you will order our steps in your word. Thank you, O God, for your servant. Thank you for the way the word was delivered to us today. Very clear, very timely, very plain. Lord, continue to bless our sister. Use her, Lord. use her for thy glory. We know that you have used her in her dance ministry. Now, Lord, she has spoken the word that you have given to her to give to us, and we are blessed. We are encouraged. We are challenged. Lord, I pray for everyone that's online now, saved and unsaved, members of the church, visitors. I pray for everyone. I pray, Lord, that you will confirm in the hearts and lives of each and every one of us that you are the way maker. You are the promise keeper. And nothing is impossible with you. Thank you again for today, Lord. Thank you for everything that has been done. And we pray and commit the rest of this day, Lord, as we shall go through meditating on the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should allow them to slip from us. Thank you again for today. Bless your servant. Bless the ministry. Remember those that are sick. We commit them into your hands. Remember those, Lord, who have not saved. We pray that this day will be the day when they surrender to you. We pray for those who have committed their lives to you, even over this period of the pandemic. Lord, I pray you will strengthen them. I pray you will keep them. Pray you will encourage them to continue to trust in you at all times. Hear us now, Father, as we give you thanks in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in, for allowing God to speak to you today. I pray that this word that we have heard, I say it again, will not be in vain, but that we will submit to the things that we have heard, trust in the Lord, knowing that he is able to do exceeding abundant above that which we are able to ask or to think. And now for the benediction, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace, both now and forever. Amen and amen. Go, everyone, believing that God is a way maker. Remove the mountains. Allow us to cross the Red Sea or Jordan. He will tear down our Jericho wall. And at the end, we can say victory is ours. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day and week. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all.